It was the 1990s. Now, I was in business school. And by the way, don't go to business school. It's a complete waste of time unless you're going to major in accounting or IT, in which case, if you're majoring in IT, go get a degree in computer science. Go to the School of Technology and Information, not your business college. But it was the 90s, and they started doing this diversity thing. That's when they started to put the penis head inside your ass. That's when they started to poke it in there.
Diversity, diversity, diversity.
And for the most part, everyone in the business school, the students and professors alike, were kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, because it's stupid. It's stupid on its face. Well, yeah, you want to hire the best person, whether the person is East Indian, American, Asian, male, female, doesn't matter. It was so absurd on its face. We're like, yeah, whatever. Okay, but little did we know that the truly worthless people of the world were going to make it a freaking career. We had no idea, none. And this is my generation. This is, you guys all wonder where this woke BS comes from. It's Gen X. Gen X, you all think Gen X is this great generation. Like, oh, look how rebel. No, they're the ones making it that no one gives a crap about whether you're good. Gen X basically raped Martin Luther King. They basically said, fuck the fuck your character, fuck the color of your skin, fuck your content of character, fuck what your ability is. What are the characteristics you were born with? It's horrifically bad what Gen X leaders and academics did to Martin Luther King, because it has nothing now to do with the content of character. It all has to do with color of skin, gender, and traits. That's why I call it traitism. But now, more recently, and this is where I did a little video on HR, but the HR ladies are gone. And if you are young enough to avoid that, thank God you are. But there was a thing called the HR ladies, and the HR ladies were witchcrafts, and they would ask you questions. Wow, you. What's your favorite color and why? If you were an animal, what animal would you be? And they've been gone. But they just simply migrated, and there was an intermediary stop. They did CSR, corporate social responsibility. Now that's out. Now it's Black Lives Matter and diversity and inclusion. And whether it was back in the 90s when this bullshit was being created and propagandized and foisted upon us through academia, or whether it's modern day, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Diversity and inclusion is bullshit. And the reason why is that there is no logical, profitable reason to actually be a genuine racist or a bigot. There's no reason. That doesn't make any sense. None whatsoever. It is stupid. It is a dumb policy. Say, that person over there is that type of thing, born with that type of trait, and I'm going to have nothing to do with him or her because he's a him or her. It doesn't make any sense, because there's talented people across all different groups of people. You want the best person for the job. And when you're starting to find out, especially with it was with diversity, but especially HR, but now it's the more modern, and then it was CSR, and now it's diversity and inclusion. It is all an affirmative action hiring program. It's what it is. And it's to make traditionally girls, but not always, but traditionally it's like, here's your new, it's the modern day HR. Ooh, you're HR, now you're diversity and inclusion. Now, let me ask you this. Let me hear me out. What in God's name does diversity and inclusion do for a corporation? Functional level doesn't do anything. There's no profit. Doesn't streamline operations. Doesn't really improve your hiring ability. It doesn't do it. The only thing, and I want everyone in diversity and HR or diversity and inclusion to know this, all you professionals in that field, but deep down inside, you know this, you're just marketing. You're just corporation. Like, look at Target. They got this, a woman who's almost as ugly as the Chicago mayor. Chicago elected Golem to be their mayor.
And she's a hideous woman. Target said, well, can we get the second most ugly black woman ever to go work for us? And then they found her, right? And you have to understand that Target doesn't give a shit about black people or Hispanics or Asians or any minority or any woman. They just care to make money. And the reason that diversity and inclusion exists, as you could even, it's ludicrous, but it exists as a functional department within most modern day edgy woke corporations, is for marketing. So because, explain it again, not to get too deep. For the past 25 years, quarter century, starting from kindergarten on, we have trained Americans, kids, but now are adults, 25 years, to put the most, utmost of importance against what Martin Luther King said. They put everything in the color of their skin or their plumbing downstairs, as I'd like to say, as opposed to the content of their character. And we have, like, look, rah-rah women. Oh, black pride, gay pride. I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud. I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate, you know, black culture or Hispanic culture. Who doesn't like Cinco de Mayo? It's not your value. And it's a sad statement. You really got to sit and think how insulting it is that these corporations go up like, oh, you black, y'all? You all black bleeper? Hey, looky here, some Nike shoes. Look at Colin Kaepernick, y'all. Can that not be any more insulting? Where's Malcolm X? I need Malcolm X here. Is that not more? And like, girl power, you go, girl. If we can have power. Who's the real racist? Who's the real sexist? You know, I'm not Mr. Charm and Warmth over here either, you know. At least I'm honest. At least the Republicans fought a civil war to free the slaves. I'm just pointing it out. You know, like, hey, here's your freedom. All right. What more do you want? Oh, you want your dick sucked too? Oh, okay. But let's be very clear what diversity and inclusion is modern day, whether it's in the corporate world, the nonprofit world, or the government world. It is nothing more than marketing to get people of different traits. And that's what it is. Race is the obvious thing to go for, and gender too. But then there's like mental illness and straight sexual preference and all that. Let's be very clear what diversity and inclusion is. It is nothing more than a marketing gimmick to treat people like shit and say, your intellect doesn't matter. You as an individual don't matter. The only thing that matters is this and what's down there and maybe what type of genitalia you like to suck or lick. And I got black friends, I got Latino friends, I got female friends, I got non-straight, I got lesbian, gay friends. And these guys, they know, they're more libertarian because we all run around in the same circles. But when do women, non-whites, non-males, when do you wake up and realize that you are just being had? That you're being placated to? That these assholes in the diversity and inclusion, it's just marketing. And what they're marketing you to is things you were born with, whether it's your sexual preference, your race, your gender, which is fine. Like, it makes sense. Like, you know, like, okay, I'm in a black neighborhood. You'd probably like to see black models up on the in the Target. Right? Well, and I get that. I get to say, but when we go to have like certain months and like corporations monetize it, like Pride Month, I'm all for it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you got a month, I guess. But to advertise? Oh, look, we so woke, y'all. I'm like, when do you realize you're being had and this condescension pisses you off? And then this is the original reason that I want to have this video here. All you assholes, And that's what you are. You are real assholes. I'm a fake asshole. Hey, look, asshole consulting. I tell the truth. All that. You guys are fucking scum. You're pieces of shit in diversity and inclusion. Because you're the most racist motherfuckers out there. You're the most sexist motherfuckers out there. You guys play on people's traits and sell them traits. Hey, buy our shit because you're black, y'all. Hey, buy our shit because you got vagina, y'all. What about them just being a person and a human being and maybe they want a good product at a good price? And I don't have any hope or desire. We're not going to change the world. This isn't going to happen. But I do want to make it very clear to all you diversity and inclusion professionals, you're a bunch of fucking pieces of shit and you're fraudulent and you're scumbags. And you know it. And you know it. That's the thing. You don't care. You're like the biggest racist and sexist and generally bigots because you're going a traits. That's why I like to call traitism, not racism or sexism, because it's traitism. You guys are such assholes. Instead of like selling your fellow man, black or white, Hispanic or Asian, male or female, instead of selling a good product, you're like, yo, you be X and Z and Y and G and F? Oh, look out. Hey, here you go. We're like all pride, diversity, and all that other stuff. And it's like, that's such bullshit, such hypocritical, lying, sexist shit bullshit. Why don't you just sell a good product to a good price to good people? What's wrong with that? And that's the thing. That's what fucking pisses me off about diversity and inclusion. It has nothing to do with helping out your fellow black man, your Hispanic buddy, or a female, or somebody who doesn't happen to be straight. It's all about taking their traits that the government did long ago to train everybody. Think like the way you were born gives you value. Oh my goodness, you're so valuable. It's like, no, you're not valuable until you produce something of value. And you assholes, capital. I understand. The government laid down the infrastructure. Hey, everybody, this thing gives you value. Which, by the way, if you were wondering, whatever, now I'm white, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're black, that don't give you no value. And that thing down there, male or female, don't give you. Well, if you're female, it does give you value because men want it more than women do. Right? But you got to think, who are these fucking assholes, these diversity and inclusion assholes, to like, oh, yo, bro, you be black, yo, hang on, Black Pride Month. Well, not against Black Pride Month, but are they selling you a good product? Are they hoodwinking you? Let me show you another. Hang on. Hear me out. Okay. Say everybody sit down. Just take a break. Everyone go grab a sip of something. Do you notice how diversity, inclusion, rah, rah, female sisterhood, they're making all these gals go to college for degrees that we'll never get them a job, but it'll just make them crippled financially with the student loan debt. Strong, independent woman, all that rah-rah bullshit. Did you notice that? Now, who's that really helping out? That ain't helping out the girls. Oh, it's enriching professors and academics, the same ones that do diversity and inclusion. It's that way all it. But it's destroying young women's lives. We should be lying to women saying, like, you could go do whatever you want. Do it, follow their heart. Money will follow. Like, hey, you should do accounting or engineering or something like that. And that's why I want to point out the hypocrisy. And it's blatant to me. I mean, it's as clear as the sun. You guys are assholes. Diversity and inclusion people, you're fucking assholes. You're evil, vile pieces of shit. And you're parasiting and you're playing games. And this, like, you're a diversity and inclusion person over at a corporation. No, you're an affirmative action hire. You're a charity hire. And you're just there for two reasons. One, PR, and two, legal. So that when, if they ever get sued by somebody who, like, happens to be of a non-majority race or gender, female, not white, say, oh, well, look, we got a diversity and inclusion department over here. Dur. And then if you can stomach it, like, oh, look, y'all, buy our shit because you be like us. Look at us. We be like you. whether that's gender, race, sexual preference, mental illness, and all that. That's all you are. You're just marketing and legal. That's all you are. It's not a real thing. All you laughable jokes of pieces of shit, getting your degrees in diversity and inclusion. I can't even imagine that's a good degree now. Your diversity and inclusion, that's not a profession. That's not legit. Shut the fuck up. You are there to run Cover legally and to be PR. That's it. And now that HR is gone and CSR has gone away and now it's the new wokeness, that's all you are. You are frauds, you're marketers, you're PR, and you're just CYA. That's all you are. So I don't want to hear like, I have a degree in diversity and inclusion. I'm a diversity and inclusion. You're like, yeah, you're bullshit. That's what you are. You are bullshit. You're completely freaking worthless. And you're insulting to other people. And you're truly, truly, you are the racists and bigots. You are the sexists. Oh, you got vagina, y'all? Buy our product because we do vagina-centric things. You be Hispanic, y'all? You go buy Hispanic things. Well, is it the best product for the best price for Hispanics or not? I mean, did Anthem get screwed over buying it? Why Anthem get a good deal? And I know. You're just corporations responding to the way the government's programmed people to pathetically put value into traits they didn't earn but were born with. I get it. That's the way, oh, hey, this is you, pride, this. You born that way, pride. Well, I didn't do anything to earn it, but be proud about it. Be proud where you were born. I get it. Well, let's be very clear. You're charlatans, you're scam artists, you're pieces of shit, you're scumbags. And you're worthless. You're worse than worthless. You're negative net value human beings. You're pieces of crap. Please the fuck go away. But please do not act. This is, and if I could just take the sheen off, this is all I want to do. Diversity and inclusion? No, bullshit. Propagandist bullshit. You're scumbags, you're charlatans, you're hucksters. That's what you are. And look out, y'all. Diversity and inclusion pieces of shit. My audience of minorities, non-whites, and females, we're way smarter than the average bear. These guys know you're fucking bullshit. Don't fucking come in here like, look at how the racists did. No. We're actually not the racists here. We actually like everybody. Nice big fucking happy family with an angry man. No, you're the real racist. You're the real sexist. You're the real pieces of shit. Selling people based on like, oh, you happen to be X? Buy us because we're X and not Y. Fuck. Fuck, you guys are scumbags. Yeah, see here, Black Nitro TV. Yo, is that really you? Is that a girl you just happen to know? Look at the super chats. Villa Music Dude. New guy, $10. Thank you, Villa Music Dude. At work, all I hear the executives talk about is our skip levels. Is divert. What's a skip level? I don't know, Vila. What's a skip level? Diversity is everything in all we do. What does that even mean? Laughing my ass off. Diversity only survives in a culture with common aspirations. Diversity is natural. It should naturally happen. But unless you're like in Montana, maybe you're like squirreled away. Canadians might have this. But does nobody here have a female friend? Does nobody here not have a white friend or a non-white friend? Like, I don't know how you avoid diversity. I don't know how you don't hang out with people that are different than you. My best friend is gay. You know, I don't know. And now it's like this. But see, that's the thing. This is the 106 IQ NBA-laden fucks. Ooh, diversity is the new thing. And it's like, I got a buddy. I can't mention who he is. But they're like, oh, there's an optional meeting to learn about diversity. Fuck you. I don't hate non-white people. I don't hate women. I want the best of everything. Now fuck off. Can we go and work? Don't know if you knew this either. And I'm sorry for our Black and Hispanic and Asian and non-white people. You guys got to go take diversity classes. You got to take all these bullshit liberal arts classes just like everybody else. You're like, what? We can all get bachelor's degrees in 2 years, but we have to take all these bullshit diversity classes. Black guys don't like diversity classes. They don't like diversity training. Nobody likes it. Nobody. Oh. Tell you, Stanley, $5 Canadian, hey, Cappy, I've been watching you and reading your books for a while now. Just want to say thanks for all you've done for me. Cheers. Well, I'm glad that we helped you out. Our Mediterranean Canadian brother. Swallow Blue, who, by the way, for those of you going to report, this is a racist, sexist video. Swallow ain't white. $2. Have you talked about the SEG score? What's SEG? Hang on, let me look that up. SEG score. Now, is this going to upset me, Swallow? SEG score. Cell segmentation and detection? I don't know, Swallow. You're a little bit ahead of your time. Because I look it up and there's it doesn't make no sense. It's like a social credit score. Is that what it is? I don't even know what SEG is. Send me a link, Swallow. And Swallow, hang on. Just email me, man. Okay? You're a regular guy. You can email me. Don't drop any more money. Save your money. Get yourself out of your family's house. Get a rental place. Scott J. $5. New guy. For the leftists, it's all about dividing the people and keeping them suspicious of one another. Dividing. Exactly. Exactly. Like, I don't... If you happen to be new and you happen to be not white and not male, to understand libertarianism in this segment of the internet, it's just we want to be left alone. Let us keep the majority of our money. Leave us the F alone. That's it. That's all it is. We want you to do the best. Just don't ask us for money. That's it. There's no bigotry or bias or discrimination here. It's just like, leave us the F alone. But send your big titted sisters over here if they got nice boobs. That would be it. Yeah, and that's the left. The left are evil. They're just fucking evil scum. I hate them. I fucking hate them. Hey, let me tell you about it, buddy. I went through my pictures. My dad sent me a bunch of pictures in an envelope and I put it in my picture book. And there's a picture of me with my brother and Luther. I remember Luther. He's a black kid over in Michigan because black people in Michigan. We're just hanging out, having a good time. Never thought, well, I mean, we knew, okay, Luther's black. You can see it. He goes, well, yeah, obviously he's black, but we played baseball with him and everything. And I remember back in the day, you know, like 18, every kid loved B.A. Baracus. We all love B.A. Mr. T. Oh, God. And now you got all these asshole fucking Gen X Marxists coming in here like, you know, you discriminate. It's like, no, I kind of like Mr. T. Cosby Show, even though whatever happened to Bill Cosby and all that. Everything was going fine in the 80s. Everyone listened to Lionel Richie. Everyone listened to Prince. Michael Jackson. Everything was fine. Everything was fine. Oh, no. Oh, no. We got to, like, pit whites against blacks, Hispanics against Asians, men against women. Leftists are fucking scum. They're fucking pieces of shit. And they Google censor and editor listening to it. You guys ought to think about that. You ought to think about that. Scrolling down. Robert Valeno, Evox, Jesus, $1. You just give us $1. Thank you very much. I got black man's guide out of power. Here's the question, Robert. One, are you black? Two, are you in poverty? Three, do you want to get out? Always get a kick out of like, well, I'm white, but I bought the book. Like, wasn't for you. Well, I'm female, but I'm rich, and I don't, well, wasn't for you. Well, I'm black, but I'm rich. I'm like, wasn't for you. This is for poor black men who are in poverty who want to get out. That's what it is. That's what the book is for. Scrolling. $5 from Ice. Hey, Ice Knows. Hey, how you doing? $5. The city where I live has established a new position for a director of diversity and inclusion at the taxpayer's expense. True story. Yeah, fuck them. Wait. It presupposes then that everything else is racist or sexist and not fair. Like, wouldn't the judicial system, the cops, the, I don't know, the DMV, whatever, at the local government level, when you say, you think like, well, yeah, we would be all fair, America, that's what it's kind of founded on, although we had to fight a civil war for that other stuff. But like, do we need a diversity? And that's bullshit. They're just showing in, and they're going to hire some gal with a worthless degree who sucked the right guy's dick. Taekwon Do, €2. Cappy wouldn't survive one day in today's Fortune 500, FT 500. Are you talking like the Fortune 500, like as an employee? Yeah, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No. No, I'm going on welfare. Like, here's what's going to happen. Someday my past will catch up to me. You will all find a skeleton in my closet, of which everybody has one. But if I get much bigger, then people are going to find skeletons. People are going to come forward like, oh, my God, Aaron did this in the past. And everybody's fucked up and I've fucked up. And then I will go away. But I will go on welfare. I am never, ever, ever working for corporate America again. Never. And if I will apply for jobs and I will go in for the interview and all that. But I'm not interviewing with HR. And probably, I can't even say I go on welfare because, to be perfectly honest, they're so desperate for regular people to hire. I'd probably go work as a bartender or something like that. But I'm not working for corporate America ever again. Not. Nope. And if I can't find a job, boom, government money. Give me my stimmy checks. Hey, all you HR ladies with your master's degree in HR and diversity, fuck you. You're paying extra taxes and you're going to support my ass for a while. But there's no reason to work in corporate America. Look at the wrote an article about. There's no reason. It's not meritocratic. You're not going to be advanced based on the best. And you never were. People think there was like some kind of meritocracy back in the day. But you got to be a certain race and a certain gender. Because diversity and inclusion, oh my goodness. But yeah, when you keep promoting people based on traits and not talent, what's going to happen to the overall management and efficacy and profitability of that firm? They're all going to tank. And then you're going to have a lot like, you could see this, the Korean chaebols, which was a 90s phenomenon, C-H-A-E-B-O-L-S, right, and the kuretsus of Japan, where they're dinosaurs. They had to be bailed out by the government constantly. Go look at that. Go look at that. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Because these companies will no longer be there to provide a good service and a good product at a good price. They're going to be there for political purposes, which means ultimately they will not be profitable and they have to be constantly bailed out and paid out by the taxpayer. But you guys look at that. Mr. Steel Yo Blocks, $5 Canadian, new guy, $5 Canadian, going back to college and on my application asks, are you part of a visible minority Aboriginal accent? Why does it matter? Say yes. Yes. Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're Aboriginal. You're Sioux or Iroquois or whatever. What were the Canadian, what are the Canadian Indian tribes? I know down here it's Dakota, obviously, South Dakota, North Dakota. We have Apache, Comanche and all that. I'm kind of wondering what the... with the Canadian, yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But you see, liberal white women in Canada too need to feel good about themselves. We need to prove to the minorities that we care so much about them. Vote for us. Oh, hey, are the reservations still shit? Oh, here's some more government money. No, we just haven't given you enough government money. Don't worry, this time that extra Canadian dollar, that we just didn't give you enough Canadian money. Here's the extra Canadian dollar. Here's that extra maple. Now everything will be all right. I really don't know why minorities and women haven't revolted against the left in general. In your case, it's what? Liberal Democratic Party? The LDP up there? I don't know why, especially black men, although I think that's turning around. I think black men in the United States are kind of like, I am sick of this fucking bullshit. Because the women have treated them like shit, to be perfectly honest. In the likes of Samuel... what's his name? Why can't I remember his name? Black men are waking up, I think, in the United States. I think they are like, whoa, this leftist Democrat bullshit ain't flying no more. Latino men, I think, too, but men in general. I think men in general. Mookie, $10. I'm Gen X. Just talked to my daughter about this. This is the most racist I've seen in America. Yeah, it is racist. It is. Where we treat minorities and women like complete freaking retards. Like, oh God, you're just like so helpless. We can't, oh my goodness, here's some government money. And you're, oh my God, praises and everything. I mean, wouldn't the placating piss you off? Wouldn't it get annoying? Now maybe girls like it. Like, oh my God, I am amazing. It's like, no, they're lying to you. They're telling you big is beautiful. They're ruining your life. They're ruining your chances of ever finding happiness or finding a guy and telling you major and worthless shit and going to crippling levels of debt for it. I don't think they're your friends. Well, I'm glad you're Gen X and talking to your daughter about this. I hope she does well. Look at all this money. Look at all this money. Oh, we have our Ashkenazi Jewish agent in the field. Arcady. 50 generous. Thank you, Arcady. Arcady, $50. Something that must be obvious to you has recently dawned on me. Conservative women are less uptight and more receptive to inappropriate humor than the liberal counterparts. They're just looking to get offended. Could you comment on this? I don't know. Maybe you've been dating more. Trying to figure out what would be originally liberals and leftists. Let's go with the operation that laziness explains everything. Liberals and leftists always want free shit. They don't want to work. Let's go from that operating premise. And it doesn't surprise me then that any kind of joshing, like you could cut a good racial joke, you could cut a good sexual joke. And if you have somebody on the opposite side who happens to be of that race or that gender, they're like, that's a pretty good joke. And they could roll with it, you know, because they know that you're not against them. They just like, hey, that's actually kind of clever. And I always loved Irish jokes when I thought I was Irish. Now there's Scandinavian jokes are not that good. Ole and Sven jokes are just not that good. But the leftist is always, their operating principle is to always not have to work for a living. And so when you kind of go in there with what would be a good, lighthearted, even caring, like, because men, you know, you pick on each other like a joshing or a joke, they look to be offended. They look to have oppression and be a victim because then that rationalizes them not having to work for a living. Whereas conservative women or conservative people or libertarian people are just simply not leftist people. They're not always looking to be offended or to be a victim or to have like a way to make free money. They actually want to live life. And so your conservative gals, I could see them being less uptight, which is an ironic sense because you go back in the 60s and the 50s, you know, conservatives were more uptight and religious and liberals more way hey laid back. But I think what we're talking about here is more freedom. And whereas today, you could almost say it's been flipped on its head, where liberal people, liberal in the functional sense of the word, are more free, would be your conservatives and libertarians who could handle a racial joke. They might even say one against their own race or their sex or whatever. And conservative women are just, they're not addicted to victimhood ideology and to be ultra lazy. I mean, laziness is not their ideology. And then if you want to like support your own self and you're like, oh, there's always going to be bigotry and all that, but then you could appreciate a joke at your expense a little bit. Me, you even like a little bit more because like, hey, yeah, I catty am like that. Yeah. Lord knows I've got some Jewish jokes over on my end of the things. I'm sure you have too, Arcady. And they're good. Sometimes they're good. You're like, yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, that has changed now. And the common thread is laziness. In the olden days, boomers, for whatever you may have a criticism for, they were about the free speech and, hey, man, you can say what you, but I find the right to defend it, man, which is douchey, but it's legit. It's true. It's legit. Now, no, liberals are the liberals, Marxist, leftists, that's what they are. They are so addicted, so committed to not working for a living, and so insistent on being victims that is what colors and couches all their decisions and all that. So yeah, they're a bunch of assholes. Who wants to hang out with those dickheads? Everything is against me. I'm a victim and you're oppressing me. Give me free money. Who the fuck wants to hang out with that type of person? And so the libertarians or the conservatives, even if they are straight-laced, you know, 700 Club type of conservative, at least they can take a joke. At least you can throw one at them. I got a black buddy. I'd like to see this black joke. It came with a black joke. He found it funny as hell. And it's a pretty funny joke. It's kind of clean. I'd like to say it, but I can't because too many fragile vaggies are out there. But yeah, conservatives, libertarians, and simply not leftists, they're good human beings. They're humans. They could take a joke. They're more relaxed. They're more fun people. They're more human. They're not NPCs, and that's really what Marxism and victimhood ideology turns people into, is an NPC. Because like, well, if you're a victim, then you have no control or agency. So then you are just a robot. Well, sit there and breed out more children and then blame other people that aren't your way you look or have your plumbing. It's really what it is. But I don't know. It's been a long time since I've even gone out and tried to date girls. Are there conservative women? Out there. But yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me even on a more basic level. Conservative women don't have hate instilled in them as an ideology. So conservative women probably like guys. They don't hate men. Liberal women view themselves as oppressed from men. So in the male-female interaction dichotomy, I could see that happening. Hey, El Cortez, 173, 10 bucks. Our new manager is all about diversity and inclusion. How about ability and intelligence? Tired of this, and I'm a minority. I worked hard to distinguish myself on my ability, not my trait. Yeah, well, get used to that, man. That's the problem. I'm sorry, Al. I mean, Cortez is Hispanic, I presume, but yeah, they don't give a shit. That's the new thing. You have to understand MBAs and business leaders. They're not that smart. We're talking 105, 106 IQs max, okay? And anything new is good. Like all cities and local governments have to have a light rail. The money would be way better spent on bus routes or expanding the highways or making more lanes. That's what the best money would be. But they have to look like they're doing something. We have to be able to do something. We're going to put in bike lanes. We're going to do this. It's just like, no, you don't have it. Got everything dialed in here. We don't need more laws. We don't need more shit. And that's the thing with business managers. They have to look like they're doing, we're leading. And look, we got a convention. It's like, no, just manage it. Everything's okay. You don't have to have new initiatives or anything like that. But these are 105, 106 IQ people with MBAs from the Carlson School of Management. And they're going to constantly try to do consistent or continual improvement, which brings about, in the case of your particular employment, they're going to fix things that aren't broke. That's why you got to become part of the 1099 superior race, Al. That's why you got to join the 1099ers. And I apologize. I'm sorry that's how it's going over at that place. But that's every corporate. That's every employer. because that's how it's going to be. And they'll all go belly up. Don't worry about it. Mr. Steel, yo, blocks. $10 Canadian dollars this time. Funny thing is I am Ojibwe. Right, okay, see? There you go. So the Ojibwe did go that far north. Okay, I'm learning something every day. And yes, I checked that box. I'm the guy going for wind turbine tech, fully paid veteran. YouTube nuked my old account. Well, good for you. Good for you, man. And yeah, absolutely run the I want some of our guys getting the fucking money too. So yeah, you darn right you voted Ojibwe. You get that freaking money. Well, actually, you put it to fucking use. I'm glad you're going to wind turbine tech. I'm glad you're a veteran. Just be for us, man. Go and run with it. If you could get as much affirmative action fucking money, become a CEO, even though you don't, well, not if you wanted to be, you didn't want to be like, they're like, we want to make you the CEO because you're a Ojibwe. You'd be like, yeah, but I really don't want it. And it's like, ah, should you do it and take the money and run? Taiwando, €2. Yes, Fortune 500, the wokeness is off the charts. Yeah, I mean, that's the marketing. That's the 105, 106 IQ. NBA laden fucks. It's woke. That's the thing. Ooh, were you black? Look, hey all, we're for BLM. Look at us, buy our shit. Just so y'all knew, not one pair of Nikes ever helped a black young man out of poverty. Not one. Not one pair of Nikes ever did that. But you all, poor black kid, you all go buy the Nikes because Colin Kaepernick said, yo, hey, look. Katie, I can for $10 again. How blessed do you feel you are to not be told to be vaccinated and wear a mask by your employer, in addition to all the other many benefits of being self-employed? Well, I'll tell you this, my health insurance went the hell up. It doubled. It's $600 a month for my health insurance, but I've been self-employed now for coming up on 10 years. And it's great. I don't think I'd ever go back. It's kind of like being single and never getting married again. Like if a girl like, well, we should get married. The fuck we are. You should come work for me. I'm like, the fuck I am. I'm not kidding. I will go on welfare. I'll go work a regular old job. I've thought about joining the cops, actually. They need cops. I'm in shape. I could do it. So maybe I go join the cops, but it wouldn't be for money. If anyone ever told me to be vaccinated, I'm like, go fuck yourself.
What?
Yeah, and you can reemploy me for this critically important job you had at $250 an hour, independent contract work.
What?
No one's ever told us no before. Yeah, it's because they're a bunch of debt-laden fucks. In addition, all the benefit of being self-employed. Yeah, it's nice. I get lazy though. I get too accustomed to it. Where I just sleep in, I do what I want, and I really do. Be careful what you wish for. I do miss belonging to a team. I'm getting there. We got the other super chats. We'll be doing a Miss Super Chats. By the way, if you did donate super chats, I'll be going to a Miss Super Chats lane. Italian Stallion, $7 Canadian dollars. Speaking of diversity, I'm half Italian, half Kavkazi Jew? Kavkazi? What's Kavkazi? I've never heard of that. You got a rare breed on your side now, Cappy. Yeah, we got everybody here. We got Muslims. We got Hispanics. Unfortunately, one of which Atham is. We got pretty, what do they got? Waspy people. We got Chad Elkins. I, of course, quarter Jew. We got everybody. We like everybody here. I want more women. I would love to have more women, but I understand that this channel is not conducive to women. I would particularly like big-breasted, redheaded girls with bad decision-making skills and loose morals. That's a minority group that I would really like to have. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I think you'd all agree with me. Half Kavkazi. Well, yes. And you're Canadian too. So, well, welcome aboard. Were Eagles there for $5? He has nothing to say. Just gave $5. Thank you very much. And Villa Music Dude for 20 generous dollars again. I have a useless business degree, yet I have increased my salary by $35,000 in 7 years. I work in the aerospace industry and want to move into consulting for program planning, analysis, process improvement. Thoughts? Well, yeah. What do you mean, my thoughts? Yes, go do it. Make the money. What I know is a lot of people are like, I want to have a business idea. Or I want to consult. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You're 20. But you've been in the industry for several years. So the way to make profit, the way to consult, the way to make entrepreneurship is you work in an industry for several years and you realize the inefficiencies or the demands or the needs within that industry. And you go and you supply that solution. And so, yeah, if you've been in there for 7 years, you must know way more about it than me. My thoughts on you making a lot of money? Yes, I'm pro that. Yes, go make money. Go. I don't know why I'd be against it. Eric Burns Marsh, MBA, mediocre but arrogant. Yes, you nailed it. You nailed it. Absolutely. More bullshitted administration. That's what an MBA is. Used to know the greatest racial jokes because me and my childhood friends were degenerate and terribly terrible. Yeah, but, and let me ask you this, Dustin. They were minorities or different races than you. Y'all have a good time? Y'all exchange some good jokes? Y'all get a good laugh? So that's the thing. Women aren't funny. Women don't want to be funny. They don't want to, they're all like, oh, that's inappropriate. I bet you if we had a bunch of guys together of different races, we'd have the greatest racial jokes ever. We'd have a good old time exchanging them. We're like, hey, I got a black joke. Hey, I got a Hispanic. I got an Asian joke. Probably be the Asians giving the Asian jokes, blacks giving the black jokes. I don't know any white jokes, though. That's the problem. It's so, white dudes are so standard and boring. It's like, there's got to be some white jokes. It would be great. It would be great. Can't have that, though. We can't have it. No matter how funny and how much we roll on our own asses, we can't have it because the woman's get upset. And then they report us. Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Keep a bit of boo doo right. Headmont, Moonmont. Headman, him and him. Boo doo boo doo. I got that one. Almost done. Simon Panades, $5. Tell us some good Ashkenazi jokes. Ashkenazi jokes? Like, wouldn't that just be Jewish jokes? I know you got a whole bag of them. I do have some Jewish jokes. Yes, I do. And some of them are good. Can't tell them here, even though they're funny as hell. And the expense of Jews and myself, but really funny. Can't tell them. Because that would hurt the feelings and the womans. And then the YouTubes are coming like, you said a racial joke. Yeah, but we're all Jews having a good time. And it was a Jew guy asking about it and it was funny. There's some dark World War II related Jewish jokes that are really dark and really funny. But we can't say those. You know what? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll open up another channel. On like Odyssey or something, it'll be the racial joke hour, and we'll get a bunch of people in from different races. We'll all exchange our jokes. There has to be some cultural, like, okay, let me go with the white joke thing again. How many of you know white guy jokes? There's got to be some white guy jokes, right? Or white people jokes. And I presume the black community would have it. There must be a culture back in going into the slavery days where you made jokes about the plantation master or the slave master, right? There had to be some jokes. Now, here's the problem. Would you get it in today's context? So there would have to be historical telling and a cultural context to say, okay, here's why this was funny. So not only would it be funny, but you get like a little bit of history and culture there.
Oh, racial joke. Can't do that.
my fragile veggies. I know you got a whole bank of them. Yeah, I do. Maybe I'll do it. I'll get Athamon, get my buddy Richard, get a bunch of, you need an Asian guy. I get my buddy Khan on. He could do the gay and Asian thing. And we'd all be, we'd all exchange some great racial jokes. It'd be the racial joke hour. And it would have to be completely on an alternative platform. We'll get our Arcadian for the Jewish jokes. Saxon Smith, $5, Australian. Cappy, saw your vid last night. Don't get married. Took the girlfriend out for an event and some schmuck who clearly didn't watch your vid proposed. Poor schmuck. What? Oh, so you saw somebody propose? Poor guy. Well, not our problem. You show your girlfriend the video? Say, hey. You're never getting fat. Hey, you're never nagging. Hey, if you do, you're going away. Boop a doop a doop. Na 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 na. Ba da ba ba da ba da 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 da. Do 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 do. Ba da ba ba da. Hey, Rob Fugolski, part of the 1099 Superior Race, regular 1099er here. Summer road trip here in Wallace. Oh, Wallace, Idaho. That's a great town. Hey, Rob, you got to take the Silver Mine Tour, okay? Look for the Silver Mine Tour. It's a bunch of old people that run it. There's a nice old lady who will drive you and give you the tour. You have to do that. And then when you go into the actual mine, there's an old timer with the pneumatic tools, and he'll show you how to work. You absolutely have to take the Silver Mining Tour in Wallace, Idaho. That's a great town. That's a great little town. As we speak, thanks to AHC Past road trip videos for the tips. Thanks to AHC. AHC? What's AHC? I don't know what AHC is. But Wallace is a fun town. Kellogg, there's a nice Asian restaurant there. That's where I found the girl with the herpes lip. She had herpes lip. But yeah, go to Coeur d'Alene. That's a nice area. But yeah, Wallace is a great little town, man. That's a great town. Hey, Rob, can you email me some pictures? Take some pictures of Wallace. Just email to me over at Asshole Consult. You maybe have to email me first, and then I have to respond to the email. Then you can send attachments because the contact form does not allow it. But I'd appreciate if I had some pictures of Wallace. Did you go to Silverton, too? That's just a great little that stretch of the interstate that comes out of the mountain is great. Mark Magana. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? How's the real estate business? Saw you earlier rant about fat people and going to Asia. You don't have to go that far. Huron, South Dakota. The Walmart is full of skinny Asians. Huron? Wait, Huron? I don't even know where that town is. Huron. It's big enough to have a Walmart? Huron, South Dakota, Highway 14. This town is big enough to have a Walmart? Where the hell is this? Really? All right, Mitchell, I could see having a... No, does Huron have... Really? Why are Asians there? That makes no sense. What there's nothing there. That's like in the middle of nowhere. You're north of Mitchell, but it looks about 40 minutes. You're next to DeSmet. That's where Lady on the Prairie was, or whatever the hell it was. I could see Aberdeen being large enough or Watertown, but Huron has a... Interesting. I wonder why there's Asians there. All right. Well, we got that. Right. Caught up. Sweet. No more super chats. But towns of 3,500 have Walmarts here in Canada. Yeah, but are they real big American Walmarts? Or are they kind of Canadian Walmarts? I am curious about that, though. That is a marker. Like, how big is the town? Does it got a Walmart? All right, that's a sizable town. But 3,500, Walmart wouldn't put a store in a town of 3,500 people in the United States. So it must be a smaller one or something like that. So, Okay, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. We'll see you guys. Wait, hang on. We got a white joke. Yeah. The white joke's not specific nationalities. They're usually white folks like mayonnaise and don't spank their kids. It's true. I don't know if that's funny. We got to... Hey, everybody. Okay, all right. Everybody email me your good white jokes. If you got good racial jokes in general, email them over at assholeconsulting.com, but I want good white jokes. But if the pun and the punchline isn't obvious, you're going to have to explain it to me, okay? Because that way I want to... Oh. Brother John, I'd like to show your joke, man, but I can't. That's a good joke. You know what? I'm going to have to do, we're going to do the racial joke hour. I'm going to find some alternative platform and we're going to do the racial joke hour. And that way all the different races could come in with their great jokes against other races. We'll have a good old time. So, all right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.